This is the first sign of the group of the Khawarij, starting the process on time. See, this is show you something. This is indicate a sign of those people who reject the Sunnah. This is a sign of Ahlul Bid'ah. I'dil ya Muhammad, be just. He rejected the Prophet ﷺ's Sunnah, order. He put his opinion against the Prophet ﷺ's judgment when he distributed the bounties. Another sign that the people of desires, the people of bid'ah, those groups, these sects, they might appear as a very good Muslims, worshippers, very humble, practicing a lot, but based on ignorance, not based on knowledge. Another sign, they will be fighting the Muslims. They will be fighting the Muslims. So the people of Bid'ah always fight Ahlul Islam. They don't fight the Kuffar, they fight the Muslims. طيب. Another sign happened in the Prophet ﷺ time, which is when those people claim prophecy, such as Musaylamah al-Kadhdhab from Bani Hanifa, a group. Hanifa, it's not the madhab. No, Hanifa, it is a tribe, the Arabic tribe. Because some guy once said, it is shame on Hanafi madhab that he has a such person, his name Musaylamah al-Kadhdhab. And I said, he's such ignorant. Because Musaylamah al-Kadhdhab in the Prophet ﷺ time, and Ibn Hanifa is 150 years after that. You know, and he passed away 150. So this is totally ignorant people and this extremism. But anyway, Hanifiya, Bani Hanifa, it is a tribe. And this man, Musaylam al-Kadhdhab, he was in the middle of the Arab Peninsula in that time. And he used to write to the Prophet ﷺ, from Rasulullah to Rasulullah. يقول من مسيلمة رسول الله إلى محمد رسول الله أعوذ بالله. Anyway, in the north of Arabia Peninsula, there is somebody, his name طليحة الأسدي. He also claimed prophecy, but he repented in the end of his time. And سجاح, another woman, التغلبية, in the south of the Arabia Peninsula, also she claimed prophecy, and she married مسيلمة الكذاب. And her dowry was that Muslims don't need to pray Fajr or Isha anymore. That was the mahr. أَسْقَطَ عَنْهُمْ الْفَجْرُ وَالْعِشَاءُ. And he used to say, the Prophet married the Prophet. أعوذ بالله. And also لُقَيْط ابن, and also in the south, الْأَسْوَدِ الْعَنَسِ. سَجَاح, she was in the east side of the Arabian Peninsula. And in the south, الْأَسْوَدِ الْعَنَسِ, which is the Prophet ﷺ, order Muslims to kill him, or to assassinate him. And also, there is a man, he appeared, his name, Luqayt ibn Malik al-Azdi. He was in Oman today, the southeast of the Arabia Peninsula, in Oman, which is today the country called Oman, and he was killed by As-Siddiq's army. Anyway, these disputes, or these signs, lying at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah Prophet sallam, did not ever make any groups. These signs start to appear more during the time of the Khulafa, the four Khalifas, and the Sahaba's time. And they were, the Prophet sallam companion were very strict against it. See Abu Bakr when he said, Wallahi, if you stop giving me a rope, which is the tight the camels with, they used to give it to Rasulullah. Wallahi, I'm gonna fight them. Having an army to fight them for such thing, small thing. So don't expect them, they will accept any changing or any addition, things to be added to the religion. They were very strict. See, for example, one of the signs in Umar radiallahu anhu's time, and most of these bid'ah innovations happened during the time of the Sahaba, is not something philosophical. It's not something ideologies. It's just bid'ah in practicing. Sometimes a sign of another bid'ah, but look how they dealt with it. There is in the Prophet ﷺ, in Umar ibn Khattab time, a man, his name is Subayr. And we have a lot of Subayr these days. He's also, al-Asaf Tamimi, Subayr al-Tamimi, al-Iraqi. He is also, that person, he used to be in the armies. And he used to ask the Muslims or the armies questions about ayat or verses in the Quran, and he will ask the ignorant people or the new Muslims or the non-Arab people, what's the meaning of this? What the meaning of that? What is Dariyat Dharwa? What Habba? What is Qadba? Oh, they raised this question, doubts. When he reached Egypt, Abdullah ibn Amr al-As heard about him. He sent a message to Umar ibn al-Khattab, what we should do with this man. He said, nothing, just send him to me. Umar al-Khattab, when the messenger from Umar ibn al-As came, he said, do you have him with you? He said, yes. He said, yes, because if you lost him, I'm going to punish you. And he prepared for him steaks. He got it from the palm tree. You know the palm tree? The steaks and the palm tree? He cut it, greens. And bunch of them. Then he said, come on. When he enter, he start hitting him. Hitting him. Then Subayr said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Oh Umar, if you want to kill me at least in a nice way. If you're doing this because you want to teach me something, I learned the lessons already. I got it. I will never talk about it again. Then Umar said to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he sent him back to Iraq, and he said, nobody allowed to talk to him. يقول أبو عثمان النهدي, يقول عثمان النهدي, والله, sometimes we are 100 men, and Subayr will come to us, none of us will give salam to him or talk to him. See the obedience of the communities to their leaders. 100%, none of us will talk to him. Until he repented and he became straight, Abu Musa wrote back to Umar. Umar said, this time, they are allowed to talk to him. Just a small sign, which is raising doubts about the Quran. Another sign of bid'ah, of the innovators, they go to the ignorant people. They don't go to the source of knowledge. They go to the people who doesn't have much knowledge to take words from them, then spread it. Try to bring different opinions to contradicted with itself, by this opinion with that opinion. In Umar times also, he noticed that when he coming back from Hajj, people will stop to pray in the places where Muhammad ﷺ used to pray, like next to the tree which is the Prophet ﷺ made the sulh, the peace of Al-Hudaybiyah. Then Umar cut the tree, and the tree of Bay'at Al-Aqaba, he cut it, and nobody knew where it is. Nobody know where it was or it used to be. Also, Umar radiallahu anhu once was giving khutbah in Bayt al-Maqdis, and he said, "Waman yudlilillah, waman yudlilillahu fala hadiya lah." He was giving khutbah al-Haja. Then one of the people of Palestine that time, Nabati, he's a Christian. He said, Allah doesn't mislead anyone. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضْلِلُ أَحَدًا. See, a sign of the ideas of what? Going against Allah's predestinies. The qadr. Talking against it. Umar said, you be quiet, and if you talk about this issue again, you will be executed. هَدَّدَهُ بِالْقَتْلِ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Also, in this time, there is a bid'ah start in different places. Start in Medina, Umar radiallahu anhu ended very quickly, which exists today in our life. Bid'ah to dhikr al-jama'i, that a group of people gather and make dhikr together in the same times. One of them said, Subhanallah, everybody says Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Takbirs or tasbih or tahmeel or la ilaha illallah. Also happened in Kufa. In the Kufa, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari came to Ibn Mas'ud, said, Ya Aba Abdurrahman, I have seen something in the masjid today, which is I didn't like, but I only saw something good. He said, what is that? He said, come and see yourself.